To be honest with you, I've been trying. It's been quite lonely for the past couple of months, and I don't know, I've just been struggling to find someone. I've been on dating apps. I have summoned all my courage to go out with friends, whenever they go to the bars. I've gone to some office parties and I've tried just sitting pretty at a bar and hoping to find someone, but so far it's not been easy. It's not that, I can't attract anybody, but I just can't seem to get the right ones, if you know what I mean. Well, half of them sort of come off as jerks. The other half, I just feel a little bit intimidated sometimes. So I end up just hiding away. What do I mean by that? Well, I excuse myself. I say I have to go to the bathroom, or I'll text a friend. A little code tells me that I need to be picked up, or I need them to call me for an emergency. I don't know. I do feel lonely. It's just, I don't know if I could do it. You know what I mean? Well, it has been a couple of months, so I just feel like I don't have what it takes. What do I mean by? Well, I've been with my ex for a long, long time, and most of my experience is only with him. So, having broken up with him and having moved on, I just don't know if I have what it takes to both feel good and make another person feel good should things take a turn in that direction, which I, to be honest, is sort of where I want things to go because, as I said, it's been a while. Oh gosh, that's embarrassing. I know you're my therapist and all, and I shouldn't be afraid of sharing these things with you, but it is sort of a different situation when my therapist is male and, well, I'm female and, well, I there's some sort of weight to a difference in weight, I guess. I feel like I'd be much more comfortable saying this out with a woman, but as it stands, well, but maybe you are the best type of person to hear this, because you are a man, and so you could provide me some reassurance that I'm not crazy. It's normal to have these fears and insecurities, and perhaps, well, perhaps you could even if I may be so bold, I mean, perhaps you can even give me some tips. I know my sex life shouldn't, well, I know my insecurity shouldn't hinge on my sex life or lack thereof, but having been with one person for so long and then going out and you know, playing the game, so to speak, it does things to my mind. And especially when I have such wonderful, beautiful friends who know what they're doing, and I just end up not knowing what to do. So, you know, I'm kind of desperate. If you know, I'm being honest. I am. could you help me out here? I mean, that's what I pay you for anyways. But if there's a way that you could just help me, like, boost my confidence back, and I don't really care how we do it. I don't care what type of, you know, behavioral therapy you put me through, just to really bring myself back to this sexual woman who knows what to do. I mean, I don't even know if it's saying to bring me back is it makes sense, because I don't know if I've even had it in the first place. You know, judging from all the stuttering that I've been making, I don't know even know if I have that confidence in the first place. Perhaps I've just been confident because I was comfortable in a relationship, but not in this case. I would do anything, really. I don't care what type of activities, exercises we have to do. In fact, if I may be so bold, I would. You're the only man I trust right now, and so if there was a way for me to practice on you, just so that when I get out of here and I go back to the, you know, a bar the next evening, I know exactly what to do and how to do it, and hopefully I get really, really good at it and I can tell you all about it. It's an inappropriate proposal for sure, but I don't doubt that perhaps there is something in you that is telling you that you would like to help me with this. After all, you are my therapist, and you've always told me that you believe in me and in my decisions, and I think you can trust me when I say that this decision of mine, this proposal of mine, is a good idea for me, mostly, and hopefully for you. I mean, I can't promise to be very good at it, but I can promise to do my very best for you. I know, it's huge, but your doors are locked. There's nobody who could hear us. You also told me this place was soundproof when I was crying just a few months ago. We can keep it under doctor-patient confidentiality. I'm pretty sure of that. Right? And, well, there's no other reason why you should say no to what I'm asking for. I know that you might be afraid that you're using your authority on me to gain advantage of something sexually, but in this case, I'm the one who's asking you and proposing to you a possible solution to my worries, and it would sort of suck if you don't provide this level of care for a patient who you thought you saw so much potential in. Am I not wrong? I know it's a huge leap for me, but trust me when I say even proposing this to you is awakening something in me. Something that I don't think I've ever experienced before, and for you to put me down, if you were to put me down, such a shame, because think it would be easy for me to just move on like that when the solution is staring right in front of us. Again, doctor-patient confidentiality, right? Nobody will ever know. Nobody needs to know. It's only between you and me, whatever we do in this room. And, well, judging from the way you're looking at me right now and that tent that's forming in your pants, I doubt that there's any reason for you to say no, really. Right? It's just between you and me. So if I may demonstrate what I've learned, very little of what I've learned in the past, and perhaps you could show me new tricks. We could help me break out of this dry spell, and I could feel much, much better about myself, and you could go to sleep knowing that you've helped one of your favorite patients. So if I could just get down on my knees right now. You're not saying no, right? Well, you're not saying yes either, so I'd really much like to hear you say yes, that you'd want to help me. Thank you. Nothing, it's just, it's been a while since I've seen a man's cock in real life, and suffice it to say, we don't have enough good porn to prepare me for such situation. So if you could just forgive my timidness for a little bit, it's not because of anything but the fact that I'm just overwhelmed. But you're right. I did ask for this, so I should take the step and go for it all the way. If I may say, you taste really good. Usually I'd be hesitant to provide these, but you're quite different. Way, way different than anything I've ever experienced. My gosh, it tastes so good. Am I doing this right? I'm just taking your cock inch by inch and making sure every part is like, if I'm a little slow, I'm sorry, it's just you're quite big. Am I doing well so far, though? A bit more? Sure. Do you like it? The way I swirl my tongue around your cock? Probably a byproduct of learning how to tie knots with my tongue. I've also been told I'm a good kisser, so I guess this translates to it as well. But I would appreciate it if you could show me some direction. Maybe if you grab my hair. Oh, you should definitely call me a good girl. I like hearing that. I like knowing that I'm doing good for you. So, if you could please call me a good girl again. I promise I'll do my best to make you feel really good. Joke like that before. Was I good? I can feel my throat almost spasming around your cock. Yes. Could I have one more try at it? Thank you. Already. I'd love it if you could make me choke and gag on your cock again, really. If you could just pump that cum deep inside my throat. A little bold, I know, but I would love it if you could just feed your cum down my throat, if that's okay with you. Just because, I don't know, I much like the feeling of that something warm and sticky going down my throat. I've never done it much before, so I'd like to try it. I know that it's something guys like, so maybe I'd like it too. Please? Please will you come down my throat? You will? Well then, go ahead. Make me choke and gag on your cock, please, until you come down my throat and give me every single drop. Make sure I don't spill any. Oh my goodness. Oh, you taste so good. And there's so much cum, I can still feel some in my throat. Well, was I good? Did I make it worth your time? Thank you. You're very good at encouraging and teaching me. I honestly, I didn't know that cocks can go that far. I mean, I hear it all the time, and I see it in porn, but I thought only porn stars can do it. I didn't think regular girls like me can do it too. But yes, I promise you this stays strictly between the both of us, and you've helped me so much. I feel different. I feel new. I feel like I could do anything. That was such a rush, and I think I very much needed that. Thank you. You really are the best therapist I can ever find. Well, I'll certainly let you know if I find any progress with after this little exercise, and I think I can promise you some progress at the very least. And well, perhaps I can tell you all about it the next session, and maybe maybe beyond telling, I could show you what I've learned, and you can teach me more. Oh, I was getting ahead of myself, wasn't I? But, well, yeah, I'm very thankful, and I feel good. I feel really, really good. So thank you. I'll remember this for the next session, and I promise I'll tell you all about it after the bar. Sorry, I'm a little flustered, but yes, I'll tell you all about it, and hopefully everything goes well in my next attempts. Thank you so much.